What's up, Bulldogs? I'm Steven.
I'm Riley.
I'm Joey.
And welcome to episode 2 of the Dog Pod. Hey, Bulldogs, for our next segment, we have an interview with one of our football captains, Jake White. How you doing?
Doing all right, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Now that you're 1-0, how do you keep the momentum going into the next game?
Well, I mean, I think back to that state year. I mean, we won 14 games in a row, and that's pretty hard to do. But, I mean, I think the main focus should be consistency, just consistency, good practices, good mindsets, you know, not messing around in the classroom. Just, I mean, really keeping ourselves laser-focused to winning games. And I think if we do that, we can keep it up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What music gets you hyped before the game?
I don't know. I listen to a lot of different music. I mean, you know, not to go against the grain here, but lots of, like, you know, ABBA and Claro and just a bunch of stuff that calms me down. I don't really like to get too crazy before games.
All right, Jake, what would you say is the most exciting upcoming game this season?
I mean, don't get me wrong, all of them are exciting, but I think the one that we're looking forward to the most is probably Monticello. I think that's a big one for us. And then BCC on their homecoming, that'll be a huge game for us. Probably 3,000 people will come out, so we'll have our work cut out for us there.
Yeah, I know we're all looking forward to our homecoming game too, Central A&M. That should be a really good game.
I'm thinking so. I mean, years past, we've been, you know, pretty bitter rivals, so hoping we can get it done.
Jake, how do you think your game has improved from last season to this season?
My game personally or the game of the team?
Game of the team.
So, I mean, I think last year there was a lot of friction between some guys, especially, you know, seniors and some of the sophomores. But I think, you know, growing up, playing a lot of, you know, JFL with some of these guys, we're all a lot closer. You know, events off the team, breakfasts, you know, functions, just going to guys' houses, hanging out, watching movies, just getting together. I think the team chemistry has really allowed us to build this sort of connection with each other that you don't really see at other places. I mean, it's just kind of elevated our game just because we trust each other that much.
Jake, who's really stepped up to be a leader in the locker room?
I mean, I hate to go on and on about him, but I think Alex Garwood has really shown that he has those leadership capabilities just because he went from a guy who kind of slacked off. And I mean, he kind of realized that if anyone was going to lead the team, it was going to be him. And I'm kind of appreciative because he's one of our better captains at the moment. I mean, just really keeping guys in line that need to know.
Jake, is there a player on our team that you think deserves a little bit more recognition than they're getting right now?
I don't know. I think a sleeper pick. I mean, on the scout team, Tanner Cox, that's my guy. I mean, all he does is get hit in the face and gets back up. But I think, you know, quarterback-wise, I think Landert kind of gets overlooked a little bit. Not to say anything negative about Eric. He's a great player. But I think just having both of those guys being consistent is a great way.
Lastly, what message do you have for your teammates, coaches, or any fans listening out there?
Don't doubt us. I mean, you saw how we bounced back after maybe the worst season in 30 years. I mean, I can't wait to see where we're going after making the playoffs. I mean, hopefully we go 9-0, but, I mean, just keep an eye out for us. Don't stop believing.
All right, guys, that'll do it for our interview with Jake White. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
For our third segment, we're going to talk about should phones be allowed in school? I personally think phones should be allowed in school, but not in the classrooms. So, Riley, do you think phones make bullying harder to escape?
You know, I'd say bullying in school is not as common anymore. I'd say cyberbullying is, you know, people are just bullying other kids using their phones, not directly in school, but out of school. So I believe that cyberbullying has, you know, an uprise and in-school bullying is decreasing. Now, Joey, how can phones be used as a learning tool in the classroom?
So I'm going to bring up a topic we had last week. Phones, you can download AI apps. And with the AI apps, you can use them to help you understand concepts more. But not only that, you can get apps like Quizlet, and then you can also call your friends on them, and you can do studies in students' lives during school hours.
I'd say, you know, other kids, and especially this school, people like to use their phones to play games and, you know, send Snapchats or just text each other. I wouldn't say a lot of students, you know, use it as a tool as they should, but A lot of people use AI to cheat on things, but yep. Now, Steven, would allowing phones teach students responsibility and self-control?
Yeah, I think teaching students to use phones properly could, you know, maybe cut their screen time down a lot. I know my screen time is fairly high, so I think teaching responsibility, especially at an early age with them, could definitely cut down cheating, learning what's right from wrong, and just overall using them right, you know. Joey, do you think using phones and, like, texting in general is killing small talk and real conversations?
Yeah, there's been a few times where I've seen people sitting right next to each other, but instead of talking, they're texting each other when they could just be communicating. And lately, there's been kids who are struggling more and more with their in-person communication skills, and I think part of it is because of the phones. Riley, do you think schools should cut out phones entirely and make kids keep them in their lockers and not on them? Or do you think they should do like what St. T's doing, let them have them, but have to put them up during class?
Yeah, so I think what we're doing here at St. T is probably best, you know, putting them up in class and not having to put them in their locker. Because in their locker, you know, they're no good. You can't use them as a tool. And in class, let's say, you know, your Chromebook's not charged and you have a review that day, I would say using your phone is a good backup for that. I just feel like there's not a lot of trust in students on how they use their phone. Steven, should students be trusted to manage their own technology use?
I think this big high school age that we are right now, I think yeah. Maybe when they're younger, you know, there's a lot more restrictions. Like, I know when we were in, like, elementary school, we had iPads. You couldn't go on anything. There was no games, no nothing. But as you get older, you have more responsibility in school, and you have to know when the right time is to play those games. You know, when you have some downtime, you know, maybe hop on a game or something, but maybe not in class, you know. Joey, do you think teachers should be stricter about phone use?
Personally, no. I think most of them are pretty good where they are right now. I don't have any problems with kids in my classes being distracted. I don't know about you guys, but I think most teachers are doing a pretty good job right now about how they're handling their phones. So, this one's for either of you. What is worse, forgetting your homework or forgetting your phone?
Forgetting my homework. You know, forgetting my phone isn't the worst thing. I can go a day without my phone at school. It's not the end of the world. You know, at lunch, you can spend that time talking to your friends. And if you forget your homework, that's a zero for that homework assignment in your grade book. That's not going to show up too well.
I'm personally going to say forgetting my phone is much worse. Homework, you know, I have a study hall third hour, so I can just do it then. My phone, wouldn't even know what to do. All right, I think that'll do it for this segment. Now for our sports announcements for the week. We have girls tennis on the 11th. Soccer is at home against Williamsville on the 9th and away at Cornerstone Christian on the 10th. Football is at home against Prairie Central on Saturday the 13th, along with cross country at Peoria. And volleyball has 4 games this week, including a game at Moreau Forsyth on the 11th. For our next segment, we're going to talk about a new thing in our school, the new 10-minute break after second hour. So, Riley, how are you feeling about this? It's pretty controversial right now.
So the 10-minute break comes right after second period, and it's not even technically a whole 10-minute break because you get out of class, and you get 6 minutes, and then you have a warning bell for passing period. So it adds up to 10, but you really only get 6 minutes of a break. Now, it's pretty convenient for me because I go down to the K-9. I have a class literally in the K-9 right after the break. I'd say it's pretty convenient for me, but I just don't think it's long enough. I mean, Joey, how do you feel about the break?
I don't think we really need it because by the time you get to your locker, grab your stuff for your next class, you have maybe 7 minutes left, and then they want you to go down to the K-9 or to the NPR to get food or whatever. That's another 2-3 minutes, so, and then you have to get to class on time too, so I don't think we need it.
Yeah, I agree with with Joey here. I really don't think we need it. I think last year, and really all the years that I went here, I think it went fine. I mean, I understand why they did it. They were saying, like, some people don't eat before school, so they're trying to get them breakfast. So they're selling food in the NPR, and obviously we have the vending machines. But, like, in reality, lunchtime, it's not that far away. It's a couple hours. And so, yeah, I think I do like, you know, a little break. I get to talk with my friends in the canine and the canine and everything. And I also have a study hall right after that. So it's really just like a really long break for me. But I also agree with Riley here how it's literally just 6 minutes. Like, it's not a long break to, like, make a difference.
Yeah, let's say you had some homework that's due later in the day and you have no other time to do it. Oh, I'm going to use my 10-minute break. Those 6 minutes aren't enough time to do anything that you might have forgot about that you should have done at home. So I don't think it's completely necessary to have a 6-minute break, but I think it's cool that they're trying to make a change. But I got to agree with Steven here. I think they are trying to squeeze some more money out of us.
Yeah, especially with those prices. I mean,
yeah, those are outlandish.
Freshman year, it was a dollar for some candy, but now it's, man, $1.25, $1.50, something like that. I mean, highway robbery in the canine.
Yeah.
It used to be $1.25 for some bubblers. It's, what is it, $1.50, $1.75, something like that?
Something like that.
All right, I'm here with Quentin, and I have a question for you, Q.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Should pineapple be allowed on pizza?
Well, in my opinion, I believe it's all depending on taste. You know, like how some people say they have, like, an acquired taste. In my opinion, it absolutely should be because, you know, you're not going to judge somebody else for what they do. You're not going to judge somebody for what they do and don't like now.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would not take you as a person that would want pineapple on pizza.
I mean, I don't personally. Like, I've tried it. It's okay. But at the same time, like, you know, some people, like, you know, like how some people like sweet with salty. It's kind of like that in a way, except, you know, it just seems like a little bit more different because the whole combo of marinara, bread, and cheese to some people does not seem right at all.
That's a good opinion, Q. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, I'm here with Jack now. Jack, I have a question for you. Do you think homework is a modern-day form of torture?
No, I don't think so. I think it's meant to, you know, help you improve your understanding and help you retain the information after school. But I think some teachers do kind of use it as that, as a punishment for when students are acting out in class or not performing to standards.
Yeah, so, I absolutely agree.
Yeah. I think it's not meant to be, but it can feel like that to a lot of students, and some teachers can use it that way. But at its core, no.
I personally think homework is just, like, let's just do it at school. It's schoolwork. Let's do it at school.
Yeah, I do agree that there should be time at school to do your homework. Like, students shouldn't be expected to go home and spend another, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours of their free time just doing more school.
All right, thank you, Jack. All right, I'm here with Anthony now. Anthony, do you think aliens use social media to stalk humans?
Okay, honestly, it depends on how smart the aliens are, really.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to episode 2 of the Dog Pod. We want to thank Jake for coming on our podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.